Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Eric Hoffer's The True Believer, which is this really unsettling book about why people join mass movements. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel a little paranoid about human nature?
It absolutely did, but in a good way. Hoffer wrote this in 1951, and it's still one of the most insightful books about the psychology behind everything from Nazism to modern extremism. His main point is that all mass movements, whether religious, political, or social, share the same underlying mechanics, regardless of their goals.
Yeah, he starts with this idea that the content of the doctrine almost doesn't matter. What matters is the form it takes and the type of people it attracts. He says a true believer in one cause could just as easily become a true believer in an opposing one, because the need for faith and belonging comes before any specific set of beliefs.
Right, that's the core insight. So he asks who joins these movements, and he identifies a specific type of person he calls the frustrated, people who feel their lives are meaningless, their potential unrealized, or their circumstances unbearable.
And he breaks them down into categories. There are the poor, but not the really destitute poor. He says the truly poor are too exhausted to rebel. It's the frustrated poor, people who've tasted some improvement and then lost it, or who see others doing better, that become ripe for mass movements.
Exactly. Then there are the misfits, the chronically unemployed, the outcasts, people who don't fit into existing social roles. The movement gives them a new identity, a sense of purpose and belonging. Their former failures get reinterpreted as signs of destiny.
And he also includes the bored and the idle, people who have too much leisure time and not enough meaningful engagement. The mass movement offers drama and danger, a way to turn mundane existence into something heroic. That's why it often attracts young people.
But here's the surprising one. Hoffer says the selfish are prime candidates too. Many people join causes not out of altruism, but to escape their own selfishness. By surrendering completely to the movement, they shed individual responsibility and feel morally cleansed.
That's wild. So the movement needs certain conditions to flourish. He talks about the importance of a collective grievance, a feeling that things are wrong and someone is to blame. And you need a scapegoat, a specific enemy that unifies everyone.
Yes, the enemy is essential. Without it, the movement lacks energy and direction. The enemy can be another nation, a racial group, a social class, any identifiable other that can be blamed for the follower's suffering.
Then you need a doctrine. But Hoffer says the content is secondary. Effective doctrines are simple, dogmatic, and absolute. They divide the world into good and evil, us and them. They offer clear answers and are immune to evidence or argument.
And then there's the leader. He distinguishes between the man of words who articulates grievances and the man of action who actually builds the movement. The man of words often gets pushed aside by someone more ruthless.
The true believer undergoes a transformation. They abandon critical thinking, reject personal relationships, surrender their individual conscience. The movement becomes family, nation, and God all in one. They're willing to sacrifice everything, including their own life.
And violence isn't a byproduct, it's essential. It proves commitment, binds followers through shared guilt, and creates a community of faith. Killing or dying for the cause is the ultimate act of identification.
Hoffer also talks about the relationship with time. The movement promises a glorious future while rejecting the present and the past. The true believer lives in anticipation, justifying present sacrifices for the coming triumph.
One of his most striking points is about intellectuals. They often play a role in early stages, providing ideas and language, but they get pushed aside because they're too prone to doubt and nuance. The movement needs a simpler, more brutal faith.
And he talks about the new poor, people who've fallen from higher status. Their frustration is compounded by humiliation, so they're often more passionate and extreme than people who've always been poor.
The book's ultimate warning is about freedom. Hoffer says genuine freedom is hard, It requires self-reliance, critical thinking, and tolerating uncertainty. Many people find that too heavy and prefer the certainty of the mass movement. It's a kind of freedom from freedom.
He argues that the true believer has given up on themselves. They've concluded their individual life is worthless and seek meaning through the collective. That's why mass movements are so dangerous. They attract people with nothing to lose.
Right.
And that's the mirror Hoffer holds up to us. The greatest threats to freedom come from within, from our own longing for certainty and belonging. Understanding that is the first step to resisting it.
For me, the takeaway is that freedom is fragile and requires constant effort. You have to be willing to sit with uncertainty and find meaning in ordinary life without needing to merge with a grand cause.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They have over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
The True Believer is a sobering read, but it's essential for understanding the world we live in. Thanks for joining us.
The book reminds us that the enemy of freedom isn't always external. It's our own desire to give ourselves away. We'll see you in the next one.